Welcome to today's show, in which we talk about how teenagers spend their free time. In the world of hobbies, pretty much anything goes. There is a hobby for everyone, whether it is something on the traditional side like practicing sports, growing plants or making crafts, or others that are more on the unusual side. Of course, what makes a hobby truly bizarre is up to you and the times we live in. But I'm sure you'll agree with me that my guests have rather unusual hobbies. So, Nico, let's get started with you. How do you spend your free time?
Thanks for giving me the chance to make my favourite hobby more popular. So, owning a real horse is pretty expensive, but that does not stop me from riding. I'm a stick horse racer. There are tournaments, and the aim is to make similar movements to real horse riding competitions, such as dressage or jumping events. With a hobby horse, you can also do mounted games, cross-country, freestyle to music, and trail rides.
I have heard that hobby horse racing on a stick horse is becoming more and more popular. There are lots of videos online. So, dear listeners, make sure you check them out. You will find the links in the show notes. Kylie, you also have a sports-related hobby. It's called bubble football. This already sounds pretty fun. What is it all about?
It is pretty simple. Half of your body is in a bubble filled with air. In order to be able to run, our legs are not in it, of course. So there are two teams playing against each other for 10 minutes. It's super entertaining.
I have always loved football, and this version sounds super exciting. I definitely have to try it out. Richard, you have a super clean and well-ironed shirt. This is not by accident, right?
Nope. This comes by trade. I'm an extreme ironer, and ironing has always been my passion. There are real extreme ironing contests with people from all over the world. The trick is that we iron in strange places, like on top of a mountain or in a river, and that adds to the adrenaline rush a lot. I love it, man. It seems crazy, but I love it.
Nico, Kylie, Richard, thanks for sharing your unusual hobby with us. And hopefully we could inspire you, dear listeners, to at least try something a little bit different for your next hobby. Next week, we're going to talk about celebrities, and I'm already super excited. Hope to see you there.